What is going on, everybody?
We are here with another Morning Cup. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Jackson.
And we are getting crazy, diverting a little bit, tiny bit from the norm, which is okay. We today are trying Death Wish Coffee.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype about this coffee in the non-craft coffee community, I would say. People, I guess, swear by it because, as the label says, warning, the world's strongest coffee.
Right. So going into more depth, the label says not a morning person, question mark. Not a problem. Dark roast, bold flavor, reliable, doesn't ask questions. ROG bag of beans. Maybe the only morning friend you'll ever need. If you're lucky, each cup of Death Wish coffee brews smooth with more caffeine to fuel your busiest days. We recommend at least one cup first thing in the morning in total isolation. Basic brews not invited. Take all that basic brews, throw them over there.
Throw them out the window.
You're not invited to this rodeo. All right. Like Jack said, there's a lot of hype going on with Death Wish. I'll say this straight off the bat. Death Wish's branding's pretty cool. Got the skull and crossbones, Jolly Rogers.
It is USDA organic and fair trade certified.
Let's go. All right. So that's pretty cool. I'll give them, Jack sniffs, getting to him. I'll give him that the organic and fair trade, definitely it's a point in their book, giving them the extra boost. They got a black bag, metallic red. It's not a zip.
The inside is red too.
The inside is red. Yeah, that is pretty cool. It's not a zip. It does have a gusset. Oh, those are dark. Those are oily and big. They're big. Those beans are big. I have noticed something. I think the Ethiopian beans are smaller,
which is probably why they pack a flavorful punch.
Boom. Pack a punch. Yeah, so are they tipped? Can you tell?
That's what I was looking for. Tell the people what the tipping is.
So Lee, our roaster, the guy that we work with to roast, has told us that tipping is when it's not quite roasted properly, and I think it gets too hot too quick, and it bursts out at one tip, which is the weakest point of the bean, and it doesn't
jive. Looks like well. Some might be. I'm not sure.
Okay, so
they're very dark beans.
They are very, very.
In my professional coffee opinion, to me, they're over roasted.
Yeah. So this is a dark roast. That is what they're going for. Jury's out if dark roast is good, bad, what it means. Some say dark roast gives you an extra boost in caffeine or something like that. I don't think that's wrong. True. Yeah, it's not true. Not that I don't think. Some might say it's the other way around because you're not burning the caffeine. I don't know.
I just personally don't enjoy dark roast because I feel they're over roasted and I don't like a burnt coffee taste.
So on the sniffs, I'll give it this. It's got a rich, dark, chocolatey smell. There is another flavor note in there. Let's go with cherry. So, yeah, these are so big. These beans are ginormous.
I can't remember if the Robusta beans were larger or smaller.
So,
and Arabica beans.
Jackson's bringing up a point here.
Death Wish Coffee, they say they are the world's strongest coffee.
double the caffeine as a normal cup of coffee, they say.
And that's because they do use a blend of Arabica and Robusta. And Robusta beans are the less commonly used beans, generally because they're more bitter. And they're more bitter because they have more caffeine in them, and caffeine is bitter.
Yes. So an Arabica bean has, I think, like 1% caffeine per density. And a Robusta bean has 2%. So technically,
double.
They're right. It is double. It's not a, like, ginormous amount, but it is double. It truly is double. Yeah. So let's.
I'm trying to leave my preconceived notions at the door, because I've not had a good feeling myself about Death Wish coffee, especially dark roasts. Because like I said, I feel like dark roasts are just over roasting. So I'm trying to be impartial. I'm trying not to project my preconceived notions on this.
Yeah. It's hard.
I did not enjoy the aroma.
So the aroma, if you're looking for that coffee smell, it's there. It's for sure there. It's definitely a Central American, coffee without a doubt. They are out of, this says they're out of New York, Round Lake, New York. But it also says distributed by Death Wish Coffee Co. out of New York. So I don't know if they have like a distribution place there.
A different company roast it for them, or they have a different roasting company. Because generally it'll say roasted by.
Yes.
But we are not looking at small. Well, they said it's small batch. But
they did say it's small
batch. We're not looking at craft coffee, is what I will say. Because craft coffee, they will tell you the origin. They'll tell you.
Yeah, we're probably the type of bean. Not in the third wave kind of approach or fourth wave.
They'll tell you, a lot more information than we're getting on this package.
Yeah, even online, it doesn't really say that much. So aromas. Do the wet sniffs smell any different?
Smells burnt.
That's not a good smell.
I think that's what the dry sniffs smell like. It's definitely coffee.
It's definitely coffee.
I mean, it is coffee, yes. But it's burnt to me.
Okay, sniffs 1 out of 10, no sevens. What are we putting at?
Let me do another
critically thinking. So it definitely smells like coffee. It's not the coffee that
it smells like the coffee that's out at the Macy's counter.
Bingo.
With the cologne.
Bingo. It was in there. He pulled it out. I for sure was like, yo, this would be great for cleansing your nose palate when you're in between perfume sprays.
Love something that smells good.
Yeah. So, man.
I'm going to give it a 3.
I'll give it a 4. So that's 3.5 out of 10 for the sniffs.
All I can smell is burnt. Burnt carbon is all I can smell.
It did have a very
doing more smelling. There was the fruit, the little subtle fruitiness. Bit, yeah. There's that chocolate.
I got a chemically smell at the end too.
So you know when you burn a grilled cheese sandwich and you know it's still good on the inside, but all you can taste is that burnt bread.
Yeah,
that's what I'm smelling in that. I know there's goodness in there because it's coffee. But all I can smell is the burnt.
Okay. There you got it. 3.5 out of 10 on the sniffs. It's starting out hot. Okay. I guess it's time for the first sip. So Jack's going in for his first sip. I'm still reaching for my cup. Okay. What's Jack thinking?
It is some robust coffee. The packaging is not lying.
Holy moly. Holy. What was the ratio you did on this?
38 grams to 570 grams of water.
Oh.
That's 15 to 1.
Okay.
So, as a as a long-lost friend of mine, Dan the pharmacist, would say, this will put some lead in your pencil. If you are looking to get woke up in the morning, this will do the trick. I'm here all week, folks.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is what they say with bourbon, right? Put some hair on your chest. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot. It's bold.
Yeah, they're not wrong. They are accurate. And I mean, I'll say this.
Oh my god.
They don't say anything on the bag about it tasting good. They just say it is a bold flavor that's reliable, doesn't ask any questions.
And it's going to wake you up.
And it will wake you up. Well, so it says each cup of Death Wish coffee brews smooth, which I will say it is relatively smooth.
I mean,
it's drinkable black. I mean, yeah. I'm doing that right now.
Flavor notes, burnt.
Burnt carbon,
bitter.
Which you may think we're just hating, is actually a flavor on the flavor wheel, burnt carbon.
Yeah. There's no fruit flavors. There's
at all.
Let me see if there's any nuttiness. Like I said, I think this is a central American, possibly Mexican coffee.
So there's also another thing that there's no origin whatsoever on this. So we have no idea where the origin actually is.
Maybe like the walnut aftertaste or pecan aftertaste doesn't taste like those, but like the
dry nuttiness,
the dryness, that bitterness. Oh man, I'm pretty sure online it said it's supposed to taste like cherries or something.
Yeah, and I'm skinny.
Oh boy, I can see it now. Local baristas hate Death Wish.
I mean, I'm gonna say I don't hate this. This
is a utilitarian coffee.
Yeah, you are using this to wake your ass up in the morning. I got a feeling that there's a colonel that I used to work with that would love this coffee because he liked his coffee super dark and black.
Yeah, this
and
is
bold.
This is the quintessential. I want that strong coffee flavor.
I don't want no foo-foo coffee. I just want to get woke up in the morning.
Yeah, this is definitely the quintessential. That's all I want it for. This is. I take this as my morning drug to get up and going. And it doesn't taste like I'm shoveling dirt in my mouth, but it doesn't taste good.
But it's close.
This is not what I would call good coffee. This is what I would call a great morning Joe if I've never wanted to deviate from the standard coffee spectrum.
So I was about to say this is something that I would expect from a gas station, but it's not because it's actually strong.
Yeah, it is. It's strong.
So, like, I mean, they deliver on what they promise. And as I said, nowhere in any of their marketing or on their bag do they say it's going to taste good.
Yeah.
So for that, I give them credit.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's time. I think we've gone as far as we can with the tasting portion. What are you giving it? No sevens, 1 out of 10.
Don't got to worry about sevens.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I'm going to do 3.5.
Okay, so 3.25 out of 10 on the taste. So according to our scale, it smells better than it tastes.
I'll say this, my headache's going away.
Ooh, so guaranteed Jack did not have coffee today.
Did not have coffee today.
There it is. Doing its job. So let's get to the drinkability portion then. This is the subjective part that has, man.
So drinkability here.
It could mean a lot of things.
I purchased this at the store today for a smooth $22.
It is a one full pound though.
It is a pound.
So when we're talking about like specialty coffee, like Madcap, we're talking about 12, possibly 10 ounce bags.
12 ounces
mostly 12 to 16.
This is 1 pound of coffee.
Yeah.
I'll also say this. They do say that it is USDA organically certified and fair trade.
Yeah, which is, like I said, points in their favor. That's awesome. I did not expect that out of I would say a large coffee company.
But they're nationwide, so yeah, I would say that. I did not expect that. I'm happy they do. Happy they noted that on the bag that they are supporting growers just like the Fourth Wave Coffee.
Yeah. So, question. When we're talking about drinkability, this is something I just thought of. Should I put myself in the spot of their consumers? Or as me, how I consume?
Well, so generally we do put it, we are in the spotlight of the consumer because all of the coffee that we've had thus far has been the coffee that we drink.
Like, yeah.
To some degree, right? I mean, it's craft coffee. It's in, you know, yeah. Generally small roasted. That's an interesting proposition because, like, if I'm, you know, Joe Sixpack and I want to sleep off, you know, my last case of Mickey's I drank last night,
wake up.
But yeah, back to my point. This will do the trick.
Yeah.
Because if we're trying to grade this up next to specialty coffee, it's going to lose every time.
Every time.
Because it's not specialty coffee. They don't say it is. They say it's organic. They say it's fair trade. But they don't say it is specialty, which means on the scale, these beans are literally lower quality.
Yeah, right. So, once again, we're talking about 1 to 10, right? 7 is, like, specialty. 8 is high-end specialty. 9, 10, ultra premium.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe the American Coffee Association. Is it American Coffee Association? ACA.
Yeah.
Or SCAA. One of those. There's a certification, a cupping certification, and it's one. I'm guessing it's 0 to 100.
But yeah, like, I think
specialty
so.
Coffee is 80 and above.
Yeah, it's specialty coffee is a legitimate type of coffee bean. Unroasted green bean.
Yeah, the quality of the bean, unroasted, and if it's 80 or above on that, it is considered specialty coffee. So I'm just assuming that this is not because they don't say it is, because if it is, generally you say it is.
Yeah, well, and especially specialty coffee is like it is a thing. It's not small batch. It's not handcrafted. It's a real certified qualification that you have to have.
Yeah, you could macro roast, but if it's specialty coffee, if it ranks above the if it's a, you know, say it's an 87 on the specialty coffee score, it's specialty coffee.
Yeah. I will say this. Jackson has finished his, and I'm nearly done with mine. So that is a good look. So 6.5, we're getting into low end specialty. 4.3, like Folgers, and then like anything under that. So, I'll equate this to this. This is your Budweiser of coffee,
king of beers.
Let me rephrase that. It's the Coors Light of coffee.
Silver Bullet.
Yeah, I'll take that. But if you equate it to specialty craft beer, you're not, I mean, some people are drinking that to get wasted, but you're not drinking specialty craft beer by the 12 pack generally.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, much like the Coors Light, Budweiser, macro beers, it's utilitarian.
Yes, and like it does its job. It says, it tells you what it wants and how you're going to use it, and it delivers. It did deliver. I'm feeling bold.
Like I said, I mean, I feel like this is something that you're going to be drinking at your company coffee pot.
Yeah. And would you say this is better than Maxwell's House Folgers?
Oh.
It's hard. Because those actually, are like Budweiser.
I kind of wish this wouldn't have been the dark roast.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I really kind of feel like if this was roasted less, it'd be much better. Because all I can taste is just that burnt ass coffee taste. And it's just very off-putting. That being said, I drank it all.
Right. So that's what I'm equating it to beer is like, we may be connoisseurs or people that really like specialty coffee and like enjoy those nuances that it brings, but we can get down with some Budweiser, get down some Coors, some Mick Ultras.
Yeah. I mean, when I went to the Ohio State U of M game the other day, I got a cup of coffee from the Shell station because that's who was open when we left.
Yeah.
I just needed to wake up.
Yeah. Like Jack losing his headache, I am alert. So this coffee, all right. So I am putting myself in that consumerism portion of if I'm buying this coffee, why? So cool that it got the fair trade organic. That's points in my book. Branding is, it's chill.
Branding's good. I might still say the $22 is a little bit much still, because if you're in that zone, you can get at least this much Folgers or Maxwell House for like 10.
Yeah. And in what, a pound is 16 ounces? So.
Bingo.
So 12 ounce. There's some coffees out there that are $18 that are less than that. That if you probably extrapolated, it's a little bit more than the $20 a pound.
Let's do some quick math.
But you know, so I gotta say the price portion.
It's $1.37 per ounce.
Okay, multiply that by what's that? Do it 12.
16.5.
See, right? That's what I'm saying, man. Like this is kind of expensive.
Yeah, it is. Like that's.
So
you know, it, like, especially if we're putting ourselves into that sect of consumers
where I'm drinking this every day,
this is all, yeah, you're making a 10 to 12 cup pot of this every day. I made 2 10 ounce cups with 38 ounces, sorry, grams. Whoa, what? 38 grams.
Yeah. And there's 400 and like 30 some in this.
What's half a pound?
400.
It's 1 pound. Yeah, it's a little bit more than
that. It's a little less than 500 grams. So, yeah.
Oops.
Would you put this up against our gold?
You're getting 11. You're getting 12 cups of coffee out of this bag. If you do
pour over,
that we did.
They suggest
2.5 what?
Ounces? 2.5 tablespoons per 6 ounces of water. Ounces of water.
Yeah. All this, you know, metric
imperial.
Metric math is so much easier.
It really is.
I prefer our regular gold to this. I honestly.
And I would put them in the same, like, category. Consumer.
Yeah.
Like, the way that we use gold is it's an everyday drinker. Yeah.
I mean, I drink it every day.
Yeah.
Literally every day.
So drinkability, could I drink it again? Sure. Am I going to want to buy it? I don't think so.
How's a 5 sound?
Yeah. I think too low. Five. Yeah, that's pretty safe. That's the new seven. Next on the morning cup, rate it 1 to 10. No fives or sevens. So yeah, 5 out of 10.
Miss Davis 10.
Which drinkability? Could you drink it again? Yes. So yeah, it works. Checks out. The organic and fair trade gives it a little boost. The branding's a wash, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the branding's really cool. It wouldn't be as cool if it wasn't for the fair trade and organic. So I'm down with that. That's really, to me, what pops this up. That's what I'm gonna say. I'll overlook the price. Not overlook. It helps with the price because I know getting fair trade organic coffee is a little bit more expensive.
Right. They're not out here getting whatever they get.
$16.50 for non specialty coffee. I don't know.
You mean $20?
Well, for if it was 12.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's you can get pretty good specialty coffee.
Because, I mean, at the same grocery store I found this, there was some Ferris coffee that was cheaper than this.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, so we got, 3.25, 3.5, and a 5. So, I mean, it went up. It did. What is that? I don't have my phone. I will say it is caffeinated. I don't always feel super caffeinated when drinking coffee. So, it at least has that going for them. 30 divided by 30. So add all those up and then divide it by 30. Oof. 3.9 out of 10. That is the lowest scale or lowest coffee on our scale. It's almost a 4. We can round it up to a 4.
It's hard to take a step back and look at it as a consumer of coffee like this because my taste buds don't lie.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste very good. I drank the whole cup. I also haven't been caffeinated today. I have a headache. I don't know, man. It's just tough. Like I
think it's a dark roast.
I had some sticker shock for the $22 when I picked it up off the shelf.
Yeah, that is
a lot. I'm gonna be honest.
That is a lot.
I'm not going to try it, but maybe the not dark roast would be better.
Yeah, I'm not a huge dark roast fan. I really hope that through education that we give to people, I want to make it or separate that thought that you have to have dark roast to be bold or whatever, and that light roast is bad or medium roast is not as good. Trying to separate that from people.
So the biggest thing you can do is if you have a medium or light roast coffee and you want it to be stronger or bolder, you don't need to roast it more. You just have to make the ratio different.
Add more coffee,
and then that will do what you want it to do. If that's indeed what you're looking for, if you're looking at an everyday drinker, say our craft Cafe Naranjo Gold, right? You want to make that a little bit more bold than it is because it's just too smooth and delicious for you. You just add more coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's how you make it stronger or bolder.
Yeah. So there it is. We tested out the world's strongest coffee. Still might not be a lie. I'm pretty caffeinated.
Yeah, I'll give it to them. As I stated earlier, it delivered on everything it said it's going to deliver on the bag.
Yeah,
For speaking their truth, 10 out of 10.
There it is.
I mean, as not tasty as it was, it wasn't not smooth.
No,
it was very easy to drink on the palate. Like I was surprised by the oof. The very beginning, that first sip.
Yeah, it definitely takes some time to get used to. But I've had worse coffee.
Yeah, I would probably say that as well.
All right. That is it for this evening. Wow. Throw me away.
That is it for this morning cup. He's had too much go-go juice this morning.
All right.
It's afternoon, whatever it is. He's going to be up all night.
And we will see you next time.
Take it easy.